In a world shrouded in chaos, we turn to Padre Pio's timeless advice to endure these challenging times. Stay tuned to hear his words of wisdom.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome back to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. In our stories about Padre Pio, we often talk about the amazing miracles he performed. Those are often cheerful and inspiring. But let's not forget that he also taught us important lessons. Sometimes those lessons can be tough and challenging because they force us to confront ourselves. Nevertheless, they are just as valuable as the miraculous stories about our beloved saint. Today, let's take a moment to reflect on the time we live in and what Padre Pio advised as the ultimate path to reach heaven, regardless of the chaos around us. Padre Pio, who already considered his time to be an era of weakening faith, once said, "In these times of diminishing faith and the rise of godlessness, the surest way to safeguard ourselves from the plague of evil is by strengthening ourselves with the nourishment of the Eucharist food." One can only imagine what he would have to say about the times we live in today. Now, throughout history, we've seen things happen in cycles, like the ebb and flow of tides. The same goes for the Church. There are periods of renewal and restoration, but also periods of moral decline and destruction. Right now, it seems like we are in one of those darker phases. It's a time when both the Church and society are struggling. We witness the rise of ideologies that directly contradict our faith, such as Satanism and a variety of belief systems that go against what we hold dear. It's a confusing era, as Padre Pio aptly described it. All the values he cherished, life, faith, family, and peace, are being undermined and slowly eroded. Padre Pio passionately advocated for the protection of life at every stage, just like John Paul II, who emphasized that life must be safeguarded from conception until natural death. But today, we face aggressive and militant ideologies that normalize practices like abortion and euthanasia, as if the lives of the unborn and the elderly no longer matter. It's disheartening to see individuals prioritize their own pleasures and comforts over the most fundamental and essential right, the right to life. We are also living in a time where extramarital relationships have replaced the sacred institution of marriage. Such lifestyles are even encouraged, while sacramental bond of marriage, rooted in love and fidelity until death, is pushed aside. Promiscuity and divorce are normalized, creating further confusion in society and disrupting the family. We can recognize the consequences of good and evil by looking at their fruits. The world today bears the fruits of turmoil and disarray. What I find particularly interesting is how Satan has managed to convince people that saying yes to our passions and rejecting God-given rules is the ultimate freedom. However, true freedom is not found in surrendering to our desires and lusts. On the contrary, it's through this surrender that we become enslaved by sin. Jesus himself stated, "I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave of sin." Real freedom is attained when we choose to obey the one who created us, even if it means saying no to comfort and pleasures. It's in these moments that we experience genuine freedom in our lives. In his letter to the Romans, St. Paul accurately describes a society that has chosen to ignore God. He writes, "For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him. But their thinking became futile, and their foolish hearts were darkened. They have become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, and malice. They are gossips, slanderers, God-haters, insolent, arrogant, and boastful. They invent ways of doing evil. They disobey their parents. They have no understanding, no fidelity, no love, no mercy. So what can we do to protect ourselves from the evil that Padre Pio compared to a plague, which seems to be surrounding us more than ever? Padre Pio offers us a timeless solution: to nourish and strengthen ourselves with the Eucharist, with the living presence of Christ Himself. In addition to embracing the power of the Eucharist in our lives, let's also strive to pray the Rosary daily. Padre Pio, a firm believer in the power of the Rosary, considered it a powerful weapon against evil and a source of spiritual strength. By praying the Rosary 5 decades daily, we can count on the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary and seek her guidance and protection in these challenging times. Indeed, at Fatima, Our Lady, at every one of the 6 apparitions, she specifically asked for the Rosary to be recited every day to bring peace to the world. By following Padre Pio's example and embracing the power of the Eucharist and the Rosary, we can fortify ourselves against the forces of evil and find solace and strength in our faith. Thank you for listening. Please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories. We have a new playlist, Padre Pio Thought for the Day. Check it out. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You will find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.